This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Friday night, I'm lying down thinking to myself, man, I got a busy weekend. I got Little League World Series. I got stuff going on. And then my phone rings. It's like 11 o'clock. And I not rings. It, you know, it's a text message. And I look down. It's a buddy of mine. From L.A., and he's like, hey, just wanted to let you know Vinny Paul passed away. And I was like, what? What do you mean Vinny Paul passed away? Like they're working on new music with Hell Yeah. I haven't heard that he's sick. I don't know anything about this. And sure enough, Vinny Paul passing away at the age of 54 in his sleep of a heart attack in Las Vegas.
Mm. Wait, Troy found out before Twitter did?
I think it was about the same time. Like Billboard.com was the first one to really break it.
Right.
But as soon as the word got out, it got out really quick.
Yeah.
And it was, like I said, it's still a shock to know that Vinny Paul passed away, because it wasn't like everyone knew he was sick or there was a reason for us to be concerned about him. You just don't expect it, especially at 54.
Yeah.
At 54 years old, no matter what kind of lifestyle you're living as a rock star and you're drinking it up and you're having fun, you don't die at 54. It just doesn't happen.
This is all Troy was talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, born in Abilene.
Yeah, born in Abilene, but he is Arlington's own. And him and, of course, Dimebag and the guys Pantera, I mean, making their mark in the metal community and, more importantly, in the community in Dallas. I mean, when you think of, like, Dallas artists, I mean, you're Metroplex artists. You're gonna think Pantera. You think Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, those are like top two. I'm sure there's some other guys out there that I'm missing. But when I think of local music, it's Pantera, and it really got to me. It really got to me.
You were drinking Jaeger because of it.
Absolutely. First time I met Vinny Paul, this was in 2002. Summer 2002, there was a gigantic like radio concert where all these bands are showing up, and so me and some other radio goobers were like, hey, let's go to the clubhouse for the first time. Because I've never been to the clubhouse. This is Vinny Paul's club.
That was their place.
And this is like the best time to go. It's after this massive rock concert. Who knows who's going to be out there? We go up there. Sure enough, it's crazy packed as we walk into the clubhouse. And one of my buddies is like, hey, I know Vinny's here. We'll go find him. I'm like, there's no way you're going to find Vinny Paul. There's just no way. I mean, it's Vinny Paul. He's not going to want to see us. Bunch of radio dorks. Mm-hmm. We walk in the clubhouse within 30 minutes. 45 minutes tops. I'm having a shot with Vinny freaking Paul at the bar at the clubhouse. It was
That's amazing.
It was like I'm not supposed to be here doing this. And he was so genuine, so nice, just the nicest down-to-earth guy you can meet without realizing, wow, you're a rock star, one of the best metal bands ever.
This isn't your cup of tea? You usually like this type of music.
I do like this type of music. I was into Metallica, and I was never really into Pantera all that much. But I think that's more because I don't know that they got a ton of radio play.
They weren't necessarily radio friendly. I mean, when Walk and Cowboys from Hell, when that came out, it became very, very friendly radio.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, the thing is that I fortunately was able to interview Vinny Paul not too long ago. A couple years ago, he came here to what was then the CBS DFW building. And we sat down and we did this incredible interview together. And the whole time I'm sitting there doing this Q&A with him, talking to him, I just wanted to hear stories. That's all I want to hear. And so I mentioned the clubhouse and I pulled a clip or two from our interview from a couple of years ago. This is me with Vinny Paul and Vinny Paul talking about the night he met Eddie Van Halen.
I remember the first time I met Eddie, he was in town, and I was off doing something. My brother was in Phoenix working on an amp deal he was working on, and my manager from the clubhouse calls me and says, hey, man, Eddie Van Halen's in the club. He wants to see you. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. He's in there? And I was like, yeah. Hauled ass over, walked in the club. He's sitting there at the table by himself waiting on me. Came in. We gave each other a big hug. After about, we'd been talking maybe 10 minutes, and he goes, you know, man, it's crazy. we've only been talking like 10 minutes, but it's unbelievable how much we got in common, you and your brother and me and Al, you know. And it was just like an amazing thing that happened, you know. And then we had to fly out and play this thing called Loco Bazooka in Boston, and they had some shows, and he wanted us to come to see him. And Eddie sent a limo to pick us up, which was very cool. And we came in, brought us right up on stage. We hung out for the sound check and everything. And the show was amazing, and I'll never forget. You know, we got on the plane, and when we were flying back to Dallas, my brother looked over at me and he goes, "Man, you know what? If this plane wants to go down and crash right now, I'd be okay with that, man."
Right.
I finally got to meet the dude that made me want to play guitar, you know, so it was really special.
Wow.
And what's even better is that when Dimebag Darrell passed away, Van Halen 2, on the back cover, mm-hmm. there's a yellow and black guitar. Eddie Van Halen took that guitar and put it in the casket with Dimebag. That's
really?
What he's buried with. Mm. He's buried with that guitar. But I'm talking to Vinnie Paul about these stories. And this is my favorite clip from our interview. This is me with Vinnie Paul a few years ago. This is my favorite clip of Vinnie Paul talking about his love for female singers.
I'm a big fan of female singers, man. I love their voices. I think it's just amazing. You know, Ann Wilson from Heart,
right.
Lizzie from Hellstorm. Christina Aguilera is one of my favorites, man. You'd be surprised.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah, man. Great singer.
Really?
Yeah, she's amazing, man.
So once you cover Bonnie Raitt, you do Genie in a Bottle?
Genie in a Bottle, man.
I mean, that could be
what a
next...
girl wants, what a girl needs, man. Come on.
So awesome.
Wow, the Hellstorm reference.
Oh,
Miss the Misery?
Oh, Hellstorm's incredible. But,
right, she didn't go Amy Lee.
Yeah. Just bummed out over the passing of Vinnie Paul. So Vinnie Paul once again passing away at the age of 54. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff about the memorial and everything that's going to happen here in the Metroplex as details come out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.